boys and girls, I wonder how many questions you have asked your mummy and daddy already today, and it's just turning about 20 to 12. I wonder how many questions you've asked, because you know, we spend our life asking questions. And I'm sure if we counted up all the questions that we ask each day, they would come into hundreds or maybe into thousands. For example, how you doing? Or where are you going? Or what time's dinner at? Or did you see anybody down the street that you knew? We ask so many different questions. But if I was to ask you this morning, what question is asked more than any other question, I wonder what you would say. I'm going to say that this question is asked more than any other question. What's the time? Isn't it? What's the time? When I start preaching this morning, probably in about 10 minutes after I finish, some wee fellow told his daddy and say, "Hey, Dad, what's the time? I'm sick of listening to this guy already." So that's the question we ask more than anything else. What's the time? And we ask that question because our life is controlled by time. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do, look at the clock, look at your watch, to see what time it is. There's a time to get up. There's a time that you need to be at school for. There's a time that school finishes. There's a time for dinner. There's a time to go to the GB or the BB. There's a time for your favorite program on the television. Everything is controlled by time. Time. And yet, boys and girls, there's some things we don't know the time of. I'm going to give you two of them. Number one, Isaac said this, "I know not the day of my death." We don't know when we'll die. We know we'll die if Jesus tarries, but we don't know when we'll die. And my, because we don't know the time when we're going to die and leave this scene of time, we need to be ready for that time. We need to be ready for that day when we leave this scene of time. What is the right time, or how do we make ready, or what is the time for being ready? Well, the Bible says this. It says that now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. The only time we're sure of is now, the present. The past is gone. The future, my, is in the future. But the only time we have is now. And now is the time, boys and girls, to be saved. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation, because we know not the day of our death. Something else we don't know the time of. Now, we don't know when the Lord will come. We know that he's coming because the Bible is full of promises, some of which he himself gave, that he's coming again. And he's coming for those who belong to him, for those who are ready. My, we don't know when he'll come. Not even the angels in heaven know when he will come. The Lord Jesus said this, "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." So the question we ask more than any other question is, what's the time? Dear boys and girls, there's a time to be saved, and that time is now. We need to be ready for that time when death takes us. And there's a time to get ready for the Lord's coming, for we know not when he will come. You make sure you're ready. You make sure you know the Savior, that you belong to him, that you've asked him to forgive you for your sins and receive him into your heart as your Savior. Thank you very much.